Welcome to What Am I Looking At, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Leah Long, and I'm a professor specializing in ancient art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. On the edge of the desert near Cairo, Egypt, stands a monument so large and so complicated that many believe only aliens could have built it. The Great Pyramids of Giza were constructed over 4,500 years ago for the 4th dynasty Egyptian pharaohs Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure. The oldest of the seven wonders of the ancient world, they are the only wonder to survive to this day. The most famous elements are the friendly-looking Sphinx and the three massive pyramids, which served as tombs for the pharaohs. But the larger complex also contains quarries, temples, boat pits, and thousands of tombs for the pharaoh's families, nobles, state bureaucrats, and even the workmen responsible for building. The ancient Egyptians had such a strong belief in the afterlife that they sunk most of their resources and wealth into the ground, ensuring a proper burial through mummification, and thus a good time for themselves, their loved ones, and even their pets in the hereafter. But no one in Egyptian society was more important than the pharaoh, who was believed to be divine and an earthly manifestation of the Egyptian sun god Ra. Carefully constructed to follow the sun's east-west path, the sides of the pyramid were aligned almost exactly with true north, south, east, and west. Ancient texts tell us their shapes symbolized the sun and its rays, which the deceased pharaoh used as ladders to ascend and join his place among the heavenly gods. Indeed, the statistics are staggering. One could almost be forgiven for believing in some extraterrestrial help. The largest pyramid is Khufu's. It took nearly 25 years to finish and is estimated to contain 2.3 million blocks of stone that weigh 2.5 tons each. Its base covers 13 acres or 10 football fields, and it rises to a height of 481 feet, equivalent to about 48 stories of a modern high-rise. So how did the ancient Egyptians accomplish such an impressive engineering feat? While there are many different and contested theories, most Egyptologists believe that each block was cut and transported from a quarry nearby and positioned into place using ramps set up against the structure's core. Teams of men continually adjusted the size and slope of the ramps as work progressed and the tomb grew in height. As they hauled blocks up and set each block in its designated spot, they most likely relied on a system of pulleys and levers. While the exact method of construction remains subject to debate, what is certain is that only the king had the money and resources to mobilize the will, materials, and a workforce for one of the most labor-intensive enterprises in history. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.